Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, to consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 28th of March, 2022, the fourth Monday of Lent. Ruby Bucacci sings Pendo Laco.
Jesus, Creator, your love overwhelms me. Gave your life for mine. While in sin, Lord, you saved me, redeemed me, refined me. I surrender all to you. Pendo Laco ni ku la ni jaza siwezi kufafanua. Pendo Laco ni ku la ni zidi sifa zako taimba milele usifiwe. Usifiwe. Jesu lutando lwako luyanginga magugi sinzisi isetonweni lwangiga igimpila msinzi siwa.
Today's reading is from the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter, starting at the 9th verse.
After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen! Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship Him day and night within His temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
This week, we are ushered again into the heavenly throne room. Songs of jubilant praise punctuate the air. The angel declares that these songs are sung by those who have come out of the great ordeal. Isn't it fascinating how in the church's history, some of our greatest songs of praise have been written by those who have suffered? Why do you think this is? In the United Adoration devotional, A Place of Beauty, poet and songwriter Melissa McKinney writes, "As a worship artist, I can't help but see my songwriting as a means of putting on the spiritual armor referenced in Ephesians 6. She continues, "We put on the armor and stand firm, for the battle is the Lord's." What battles are you facing today? In what ways might your creativity equip you or empower you and others to face these battles in the Lord's strength? As we listen to the scripture a second time, imagine yourself in the throne room. What images or emotions do you feel as God's character and His promises of final deliverance are sung and declared?
After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen! Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship Him day and night within His temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
In the midst of your current trial, how is your soul today? Do you feel strong and courageous? Or are you feeling weak and heavy burdened? Our passage recounts the praise sung after the great ordeal, but the Bible is filled with stories of those who worship the Lord in the midst of trial. Take some time now to worship our God, proclaiming His character and promises and asking Him to go ahead of you in the fight. Let us pray. Dear Father, attune my spirit to the battle going on around me. Open my heart to know Your love for me and Your desire to protect me. Open my eyes to see how You are fighting for me. Empower me to put on my armor and give me courage to stand firm. Help me to keep the faith even in war. Thank You for Your faithfulness, for all that You've done, are doing, and are going to do. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.